Hi, this is Smriti Kirbanandan, your host for Health Forward Podcast. One of the most important things you can do for yourself is to take care of your health. Your road to discovering an all-inclusive, empathetic, and innovative healthcare ecosystem starts right now. We are in an era where we need to meet patients where they are. Is there a much better place than a retail health hub that enables to meet one at the intersection of information, proactive care, and healthy products? Retail organizations have started to convert their physical locations into health hubs to host primary care physicians, wellness advocates, and health screening programs to make healthcare more affordable, accessible, and genuinely preventive. In this episode, I speak about the future of health equity with Dr. John A. Khaldun, who serves as the Vice President and Chief Health Equity Officer for CVS Health. Dr. Khaldun, welcome to Health Forward. Such a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
You have a career as a practicing ER doctor, but have also led large initiatives and teams in the public and private sector. What is your why for doing this work?
Well, thank you for that question. Say I've always been attracted to the concept of supporting communities and being healthy. And it really, I think, goes back to my childhood. Both of my parents are from the east side of Detroit and my grandparents from down south in the city of New York. But I always saw in my community the challenges of health and health outcomes. And particularly, I remember when I was a little girl, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, she smoked a lot of cigarettes. And I remember as a young girl thinking, I know grandma is on all of these medications. I know she's always going to the doctor and she's always in the hospital. I think she needs to stop smoking. And so at that time, I would like hide her cigarettes. That was my first public health. Hiding my grandmother's cigarettes. But I'll say early on, I just kind of had this connection to wanting to improve the lives of people. And so there's no better way to do that than to become a physician. And eventually I started realizing, you know, there's the individual interactions, and I do practice emergency medicine still a couple of times a month. But I think there's value, and I love taking care of patients. I love working with medical students and residents. But there's also something to be said for the policy and systems change that you can make at those higher levels and at scale. And that's what I've really enjoyed in my career, whether it's been in government, governmental public health, or now in my role at CVS Health. It certainly is an honor.
I love your inspiration, Soli, and we have you doing this incredible work. So thank you so much. Dr. Khaldun, as a Chief Health Equity Officer for CVS, you're focused on making healthcare more accessible and affordable. How do you think about that in your role, and how do you define health equity?
Absolutely. You know, I think health equity is somewhat of a buzzword these days, but I think it is important that we define what we are talking about. And so our definition at CVS Health is that everyone has a fair and just opportunity to be as healthy as possible. And so what do we mean by that? That means whoever you are, regardless of who you are, I like to say who you are, what you look like, how you worship, who you love, where you live. Everyone should have that same opportunity. Unfortunately, we recognize that that is simply not the case in this country. And so that's what we mean by health equity. So what are we doing at CVS Health? It's really important when you think about health equity and how you advance health equity, that it not just be a series of programs. It really is for us just a way of doing business. And we really are leveraging the totality of our knowledge, our assets, our entire enterprise to really advance health equity for our colleagues, customers, really every community that we are serving. And so how do we think about that? Our company actually touches more than 100 million people every single day. And it's just so exciting. Again, why I was so excited to join in this particular role. And so how are we advancing health equity? We're focusing on our colleagues, so making sure that we are supporting and engaging our diverse workforce to make sure they have the tools and resources to provide equitable care to the people that we're serving every day. But it also means internally, we're looking at our data systems. You know, how are we understanding the demographics of the people that we are serving? And how are we using those data to be able to shape our policies, programs, and how we support communities? And it's also about how we're engaging with our partners. So how are we thinking about partnerships with our nonprofit organizations, with our clinicians and others, so that we are all collectively advancing health equity? No one company can do this alone. And so partnerships are really, really important.
Well said, Dr. Khaldun. I love the answer, mostly because it talks about just looking at the entire ecosystem, including your partners, and not functioning in a silo format. I think that's really critical where we are in the society right now. So thank you for all you're doing. And expanding this a little further, CVS Health has invested around $185 million towards affordable housing. How do you think we need to be thinking about social determinants of health to improve health outcomes?
Absolutely. You know, I think everyone at this point understands that most of someone's health has nothing to do with what happens inside a doctor's office, the emergency department where I work, or a hospital, right? It has everything to do with those non-clinical or social determinants or drivers of health. And housing certainly is one of them. And so absolutely, if people are worried about having a roof over their head, they're not going to be able to prioritize their health needs. And so as a company, we are so committed to addressing housing insecurity and increasing access to health services in underserved communities. And so we are absolutely going to be continuing to invest in affordable housing in local communities. And also through those housing investments, thinking about other supports in the community. How can we, again, going back to that thing with partnerships, how can we partner with others in the communities to make sure that we are really advancing health and addressing those non-clinical drivers of health? So it's really, really important. And I'm proud of the investments that we're making locally.
That's fantastic. Technology innovations have been a miracle to us, especially during the times of COVID. What are some trends you are in support of to make healthcare better?
You know, I think that what COVID brought, which is more accessibility and utilization of telehealth, I think that's a good thing. And I think it's here to stay. You know, less than 1% of outpatient visits before the pandemic were actually virtual. And that went up to over 1 in 10 for a period in 2021. We're actually seeing even stronger use of telemedicine for behavioral health, actually 1 in 3 of those visits for mental health. So again, I think that's really, really important. I think most people will say that they've engaged on some level with telehealth visits in the past couple of years. And I think this is really telling. You know, people want care that is accessible, that's convenient, that's personal. And I think technology definitely can enable that. But I also think we need to make sure as we are moving forward with these capabilities, we're not leaving anyone behind. And so making sure that we support access in communities, partnering to make sure we're not promoting a digital divide, right? Making sure people in communities have access to the internet and these virtual services. But I think it's important and it's part of providing more accessible and equitable care. So I certainly support that.
Dr. Khaldun, you have served as a chief medical executive for the state of Michigan during the pandemic and also took care of COVID patients in the ER. Could you share with us key things you have learned during this journey?
Yes, you know, I am just so grateful for that experience and the opportunity to serve the people in the state of Michigan. As you mentioned, both as a frontline healthcare worker taking care of COVID patients, but also being able to really shape and lead and guide policy at the state level, working for the governor and with so many, I have to say, so many incredible leaders, people who names aren't as well recognized, but certainly epidemiologists, people in city, state government, so many people contribute to these pandemic responses. But I'll say, you know, I vividly remember, particularly in the beginning of the pandemic, again, trying to see patients in the emergency department and struggling with PPE and being told that I had to reuse my N95 mask or running around to different rooms just trying to look for basic gloves and hand sanitizer stations being empty. I mean, that was a lived experience. And so having that experience and then being able to use that to go and say, you know what, we definitely need more PPE in the state. And this is why I'm feeling it. I think that certainly, I hope it provided me with more insight to be able to shape decisions. But, you know, I think there's a few critical takeaways that I hope as a society we've all learned from this pandemic. And one is that, you know, we really have to stop thinking of public health as just something that governmental public health does. And I think COVID made that very, very clear. And, you know, I also say CVS Health was a great partner to me in the state of Michigan with providing vaccination and testing support. We've provided tens of millions of vaccinations and testing for COVID alone across the country during this pandemic. And also importantly, brought those services into neighborhoods. So I think, one, we have to recognize the importance of the private sector in advancing broader societal health goals. You know, we have to have an integrated data system. So I'd say a lack of an integrated and timely and robust data infrastructure was a huge issue during the pandemic. I think in my health department team was using fax machines, SurveyMonkey, and Excel sheets to understand the pandemic response early on. And then, of course, being very intentional about understanding and then addressing disparities and inequities. That's really, really important.
That's amazing. Thank you for all your work and obviously CVS Health for taking such a heavy lifting to make a significant impact for society.
Dr. Khaldun, what are your thoughts on retail organizations such as CVS Health adapting healthcare and really becoming the point of intersection of information, proactive care, and healthy products?
Well, I do think that, again, people want care that is local, easily accessible, and personal. And so I think that absolutely, as a company, I think retail has an important role to play in that. And so I think, again, we'll continue to grow and develop in that space. But I think it's really, really important. And it's what people want. And it's what people deserve.
Dr. Khaldun, being a physician and public health expert, you and I know public health is everyone's responsibility. In what ways can we create a solid foundation to strengthen our public health system?
That's a great loaded question. I mean, there's no question that our national public health system was woefully unprepared to handle a pandemic of this magnitude. And it's resulted in over 1 million deaths. And I would argue that many of those were preventable. I'll say, you know, I was honored to be appointed to the Commonwealth Fund Commission on a national public health system. Earlier this year, we actually published a report with specific steps that we recommended for the government to improve our public health system. And they're in four key areas. One is around just improved coordination and elevation of public health leadership at the federal level. Including the Assistant Secretary of Health role, also stabilizing and supporting public health systems, so local and state level public health, but also holding those leaders accountable for implementing and delivering very essential public health services in a high quality manner. I think also, again, healthcare companies and systems being more closely integrated with public health agencies, back to our point around the importance of the private sector in advancing societal health goals, and then trust. Trust is so important. And we know that, unfortunately, throughout the pandemic and in recent years, the public has lost trust in the healthcare system. In fact, a recent CVS Health Trends report showed that in 2021, only 44% of Americans said they actually trusted the healthcare system. And so we think there's a lot there. So certainly collectively, leveraging doctors, nurses, the role of the pharmacist and all the amazing pharmacists at CVS Health. But I think it's really, really important that we think about that trust as well as we strengthen our health and public health system.
Given the recent conference, after 50 years of our history, the Biden administration hosted the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. Is CVS Health doing anything that is more inclined towards addressing food and nutrition insecurity?
Absolutely. You know, as I said earlier, social determinants of health are critical to us being able to move the needle on advancing health outcomes and addressing health inequities. So absolutely, we're working within our health plan with people who are coming through our Minute Clinics, making sure we're thinking through what are their actual needs and how can we make sure we're addressing food insecurity, housing needs, et cetera, so that we can really advance health equity. But absolutely, those social determinants of health are so important.
Thank you, Dr. Khaldun. This brings us to our last question. If you have to share three takeaways for the future of health, what would that be?
One is that people are expecting more from healthcare leaders. And the importance of care that is accessible and affordable and high quality is going to be more and more important. I think, too, again, we talked about it. We have to be focused on addressing social determinants of health. We're doing a lot at CVS Health with our Health Zones initiative, as an example, investing, partnering with local communities to address social determinants of health. So that's really, really important. Then I'd also say, third, we have to be more focused on mental health. Up to 4 in 10 Americans throughout the pandemic have suffered from symptoms of anxiety or depression. That's up from 1 in 10 before the pandemic. So we have to make mental health care services more accessible, integrate mental health into primary care, and make sure we are not forgetting that your health is not just about your physical health. It's your complete well-being, and that includes your mental health.
Well, Dr. Khaldun, thank you so much for your insights and time. It was such a pleasure to have you with me at Health Forward.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for listening. This is Health Forward Podcast, and I am your host, Smriti Kirbanandi.